Don Lemon, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
Don't believe the hype.
Don Lemon is brought to you by the Bold New Camry. One bold choice leads to another. Toyota, let's go places. This morning, he's in a car on his way to LaGuardia, and he's running late. Good morning, Don Lemon. And where are you on your way to?
I'm on my way to Ferguson, Missouri, and we're going to do some reporting on what's going on in Ferguson ahead of an indictment or no indictment. So we'll be reporting live from there tonight.
When is the indictment supposed to go down?
They think it's going to happen sometime in the middle of November. That is just the thought. But once I get on the ground, I will find out. But yesterday, you know where I was?
Where were you?
Where he was.
Reporting at the home of the NBC cameraman who recovered from Ebola. And the big question that everyone is asking is, should people, mostly healthcare workers, who have worked closely with Ebola patients in West Africa, should they be made to go into quarantine when they return here to the United States? That one nurse, her name is Casey Hickox, she flew back in just last weekend from West Africa. She said, no way. She is threatening to sue at least two states already who tried to force her to do it. The first state was New Jersey. After she flew back into Newark from West Africa, they detained her for mandatory quarantine orders from Governor Chris Christie.
It is completely not understandable to me. It is not based on any clear public health evidence, and it's not the recommendation of public health and medical experts at this point. I think we have to be very careful about letting politicians make medical and public health decisions.
You know, Chrissy does not like to be told what to do, so he did not take kindly to her comment.
But she needs to understand that the obligation of elected officials is to protect the public health of all the people, and if that inconvenienced her for a period of time, that's what we need to do to protect the public. That's what we will continue to do.
When the CDC test at the airport, when she got back, it showed that she had an elevated temperature. She was placed in an isolation tent outside a New Jersey hospital, which, according to her, had no heat, and it had a box for a toilet. She hired a lawyer. She got on television. She started interviewing. She threatened to sue, and soon after she was released and driven to her home state of Maine, where she is now promising to defy that state's mandatory 21-day quarantine policy, and she said she'll sue if she has to.
And I have been told that the Attorney General's intention is to file legal action against me, and if this does occur, then I will challenge those legal actions.
Yesterday, I asked NBC freelance photographer Ashoka Mukpo about the controversy. He survived Ebola after being rushed back here from West Africa earlier this month.
Because I think that Governor Christie is playing politics right now. It seems to me that it's an effort to, work with public opinion rather than listen to the advice of the experts. And I just think that it's counterproductive.
Now, he does say the science supports that nurse in Maine, but he also believes people like himself, who work closely with Ebola patients in hot zones, must be aware of public perception and fear. The fear is real. He told me he got into a car to go to the festival, a pumpkin festival last weekend. But when he got there, he thought better of it and told his friends to take him home. He's not even a healthcare worker. But to me, it sounds like that nurse could use a lesson in humility from that young man. He realized people are scared. He said, I better go home. I should not go out in public among a lot of people. I'm not sure y'all agree. I think he's right.
I do too.
Because we don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Back in home in Harlem, did you see that story yesterday about all of the fears that the African population in Harlem is going through?
Yeah, and the stigma. We call it Ebola stigma, that people from West Africa somehow, because they have family members from there.
It has completely messed up their lives and their livelihood.
Yeah.
Your cab driver African?
No, not this morning.
Your African cab drivers in New York are suffering. What about the hair braiders?
They are telling me, Tom, you're right. They are telling me that. And
they say their business has been cut in half. The hair braiders. Their business has been cut in half in Harlem.
Because the stigma is real. And that's the thing. Even though the science, as they say, does not bear it out, you have to be aware of the perception. I feel bad for them because
I do too.
They have nothing to do with it. They have a lot of them haven't even been there. It's just because they're from Africa and not even many
and
times
not even
West Africa.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Do you think the nurse is doing this for money? Is she trying to get a book deal? Is she trying to get a movie deal? Is she trying to sell her story to some of the news sources that buy stories? Is she trying to capitalize on this?
I don't know what her motivations are. But again, I'll say one must be aware of the perception. And people, whether you think it's real or not, whether you think you're a medical professional and you think you know better than everyone else, everyone is afraid.
Just
and
sit
so,
down somewhere.
Sit down at your house. What is it? How does it hurt you to sit down for a couple of days and they're going to pay you and stay out of the public so that you don't frighten people? She, at this point, looks, very adamant, and I don't think it looks good for her. She had to come out last night. You hear what she said? I'm not trying to infect anybody or, make anybody afraid in my state. I think now she's starting to realize, hey, maybe I better back down a little bit.
You think?
And stay home.
The cynic in me believes that she's working a deal somehow.
I think she's working
Don,
a deal.
I don't know, yeah. But
the cynic in me says the same thing.
Yeah, I just believe.
You think she is? Do you think she's trying to capitalize on?
I think she's trying to work a deal.
If not, start her own political career.
The Tea Party. The Tea Party will give us some money to come out and talk about how.
Anything
politicians.
To bash the administration.
Yeah, old school, new school. The remix
of
Steve Hurley next.
Remember that.
Yeah.